Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity, and to do that, we'll visit with Shane Lechtenberg from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Shane, it was a good week for the grains. You know, Wednesday, Thursday, we were kind of nervous about it holding together, but at the end of the day yesterday, we had some nice gains for the week, huh?
Yeah, good morning, Chad. We did. It was a great week, actually, for the grains. December corn ended the week at 368 and a quarter. That was up 12 on the week. December 19 corn settled at just over $4. That is 9 and a quarter higher for the week. November beans were 869 to end the week at 23 and a half higher. 19 beans or 935 and a quarter, which was up 23 and a quarter. December wheat was 524 and a quarter, which was up 13, and then July new crop was 563 and a half, up 13 and a half.
All right. So, like you said, a good week for the grains. Just quickly, what would you say was the catalyst for this nice run-up for the week?
You know, I think there's probably two or three things. So seasonally, we kind of bottom out the end of September, first part of October, and you know, to end the week, there's probably a little bit of buying going on there. But you know, the bigger things, more likely this harvest weather's just really got some wild cards up in the air. There's a lot of moisture moving through and just a lot of slower progress being made, and the market's just a little nervous about production loss and whatnot that way. So I think probably as much as anything, it's that, just the uncertainty on how harvest unfolds.
Yeah, well, and then we can kind of start talking marketing strategy here too. And you don't want to rely on it every year, but with this slow harvest, maybe some quick ship opportunities here or there.
Yeah, you know, there's some opportunities. Some of these end users that just thought that the crop was just gonna flow right into everywhere. You know, that maybe were a little bit short bought. If they need some quick ship grain, there's some premiums. If you can get it to an end user versus just the local elevator market, there's some real good premiums from time to time. Not always, but you know, as we move through, if this harvest comes out slow, there's going to be more of those opportunities that come about than not. So we're here to help guys identify that and help them sort through it and match up some logistics and just help them capitalize on that. It can be a pretty big deal if you're paying attention.
Also, if you would please, Shane, give us the update on the carry situation. That's really been a story here in the second half of the year. Where do we sit with some of that now?
Yeah, you know, carry is a big part of what we're trying to help guys with, and this past week is a spot where carry usually is the best from a seasonal standpoint. December to March, carry is running around 12 cents. We're moving some stuff out that guys are going to store on that. You know, typically you might think we'd be a penny or two better than that, but you know, we can sure get worse too if the demand would pick up and you know, they take it away. So we're taking advantage of some 12 cent carries on corn and at least looking at that and talking through it with clients. And then the bigger one, you know, even on beans right now, your local basis levels are pretty rough on basis, and then the carry component on top of that. In November to July is running right at 50 cents. I mean, that's a pretty good payment to store grain. You take July, if you've done nothing, July at close to 920 and your market facilitation payment, you know, a little over 80 cents, gets you over $10 Chicago price on a July equivalent futures. And you know, if you're in a bin with beans and are looking to hedge that and wait for a basis opportunity, plus the yield potential that you probably have this year, a lot of guys are looking at fairly good bean yields. So those numbers start to make sense and kind of can work, I think. So we're trying to help guys identify those opportunities and pay attention and, you know, take care of business, because we can sure drop this thing back down too if harvest gets rolling and yields continue to expand. Informa come out this last week with a little bit higher expectations on both corn and beans. So production overall is still a little up in the air and fairly optimistic that the yields are going to be there.
All right. One other thing we want to hit on, you talked about opportunities. And if I remember back to the where we started with some of that market recap numbers, 2019 new crop corn, $4, you know, that looks like an opportunity to start marketing next year's crop, huh?
you know, $4 has, in the long run, looked awful good for a new crop price. There's sure demand being built the last few years with lower cash prices on corn, and, you know, everybody in the back of their mind wants to be bullish the corn market, for example, you know, in the long run, and including myself. But when you can start pivoting some decisions around a $4 market as opposed to something in the threes, you got to pay attention and kind of take those things when they come. And there's just a lot of, you know, a lot of things you can do with $4 corn that you can't with the lower threes. So we're here to help guys kind of pay attention to that and make some decisions around it when they pop up like that. So yeah, I think paying attention to the 19 crop, and even on beans, you know, looking out, if you're going to be changing some rotations and making some things there, have a plan all the way around it and start looking at that 19 program.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for the update this week. Do appreciate it very much. That's Shane Lechtenberg at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call them toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. That's a recap of this week's markets. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. I'm Chad Moyer on the Rural Radio Network.